Ma'am?
Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Crystal Moore.
Thank you.
Okay, I was under the impression that I was ordering, this is what, I did a survey. It says pay app by through PayPal. They sent me a message on my phone saying that I was selected to be one of, because I'm one of their valued customers. And it says complete this short 30-second survey about your banking experience to select one of our exclusive reward offers. Okay, this offer is available for today only. So, okay, I'm thinking that since I did the survey, I went through the whole survey, and it says complete the survey, and then you pick a prize. It's limited for prizes, and you only have to pick one prize. And I picked the Dyson vacuum cleaner. And now it's saying that that I ordered some food or food plan and all that. I did not know that I was ordering that. I'm thinking I'm just paying for the, like I said, the shipping and handling. But one of your workers, his name is Kevin, says to me that, ma'am, we cannot refund your money. I'm like, why can't I get my money refunded? He said, ma'am, you should have read the terms and conditions. I said, there was no terms and conditions that I had to read in order for me to get this far. He said, well, you should have read the terms and conditions. I said, I just said to you, there was nothing about no terms and conditions that I had to look at.
What is your shipping address, please, ma'am, for security purposes?
My mailing address is 3040 East Fountain Boulevard, Colorado Springs, Colorado, apartment 105, 80910. And this is what it says. Thank you for completing our survey. Due to high demand, there is a very limited trial supply. Please choose only one item. Supplies is extremely limited, so act fast today, February 15, 2022. Then it says, successfully redeem coupon code survey reward at reward 50. That's the coupon reward. And it doesn't say nothing about no terms and conditions. It's just showing gift things that they have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Number 9 is the Dyson vacuum cleaner. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 items you can choose from, but you only can pick one. It don't have nothing down here saying about the terms and conditions, and that Kevin was saying to me that I cannot get my money back, that they took off my card. Because I canceled, so I called. That's why I called. Because I'm like, wait a minute, I wasn't supposed to be paying for something like that. What the heck is really going on? So that's when I called the business, and I asked, what all did I take for my Dyson vacuum cleaner with shipping and handling? How much was that? He said $59 and some odd cents. And I'm like, what? I'm like, no. I don't want that. I don't know nothing about no food measurements and all that stuff. No. I'm like, I didn't want that. That was not in the deal thing. You know what I'm saying? As far as what I was doing with PayPal, and they surveyed. So he's saying to me that I cannot, my money is not non-refundable. What is your name, ma'am? I didn't catch your name. I'm sorry.
My name is Brisa, B-R-I-S-A.
B-R-I-S-A?
Yes, ma'am.
Brisa, that is a pretty name.
Thank you.
I never heard a name like that. That's very unique. Yeah, so let me keep on this. Let me just type in. Okay. So I'm going to go in. Who is this? I can. What?
So yes, when the order was done for that Dyson vacuum cleaner that you're saying that you placed order through, it told you on the terms and policies that you will get enrolled in a meal plan app that is $59.89, and that is stated to you. I understand that you're stating that you didn't see that information, ma'am, but you do have to agree to our terms and policies for that order to go through.
But if I didn't see that, So I, in order for me to
continue.
But
you accepted that.
I had, what?
You had to accept that information for them to bill you. If you don't accept terms and policies,
the
order.
Yeah, but I didn't see none of that. I did not see none of that. I'm telling you, ma'am, I didn't see none of that. None of that. Because if I would have seen that, I would have never did the survey for PayPal. Saying that I'm a preferred customer, a valuable customer. No.
Automatically, I'm sorry, but the charge is valid due to terms and policies. That charge is non-refundable.
And what's the name of this company?
The name of the company that billed you, it's for our meal plan. The name of the company.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Topmealbalance.com.
Top meal, wait a minute, meal balance?
Top meal. Balance.com.
Okay, topmealbalance.com.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, and do they have a phone number?
We represent the company, ma'am.
Okay, but don't they have a phone number of their own?
We represent the company.
Okay,
we are the company.
Oh, y'all are the company.
We represent the company. We are the company.
So your company is topmealbalance.com.
Yes, that is the company that we are representing.
But you just said it's y'all company.
We represent the company, ma'am.
I understand what you're saying, but you said that it's y'all company.
When we represent the company, yes, that is our company.
Okay. But when I'm asking you for Top Meal Balance phone number, don't they have a company phone number?
This is the number.
This
is the number. We represent the company.
Okay.
So we are the company.
Okay. So your company is called topmealbalance.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Or are you under another name?
That is the name of the company that is billing you.
Okay. Well, what is you? See, what I'm trying to figure out is that how you guys can get away with that? How can you guys get away with that?
Every time you place,
and the terms and conditions. It's not available.
It is available. If it wasn't available,
I understand that you're saying
that you didn't see that information, but every company online has to have terms and policies. If you don't want that
and you unsubscribe to it before whatever is over with, you should be able to get your money back within seven. You should be able, if you got 7 days.
Not when you accepted that information. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying, ma'am. I'm just saying. I'm going to sue y'all. I'm going to go to the Better Business Bureau on y'all. I really am. Because y'all are taking people's money, and that's highway robbery. That is highway robbery. That's how you guys make y'all money, off of people like me. And that's not right. That's taking advantage of people. Y'all have false pretenses telling, saying that I don't want something. I won. And only it says only thing you pay for, you pay zero now, but you have to pay for shipping and handling. And
what
I'm
I'll
thinking,
do
I'm paying for shipping
as
and handling, and I didn't.
What I'll do as a customer courtesy, I will apply a 50% refund of the charge that was into the account. We have a strict no refund policy due to terms and policies. Every time that you go online, there is every company has to have terms and policies for
it
to show in the internet.
Money though? But does it take people's money?
It does advise you. A lot of companies, ma'am, have. If you allow me to finish speaking, please. A lot of companies even have a no return policy for items.
But if I'm not getting the item and it's staying down, it's saying that I have
this
to.
This is not an item,
it,
though. This is an app that you download on your device.
I'm saying how I got to where I'm at far as the survey. They sent me a regular text message and had me, and I pushed on that text message, and then I pushed to go to the website, okay? And the website came up stating that I am a preferred customer. They
that has terms and policies that you have to go over. Every company online has terms and policies.
You guys are full of shit. You're fucking taking people's money.
I'm not yelling at you. I will apply a full refund of the $59.89. But what I recommend for further orders is for you to go over the terms and policies. If you don't know when you place the order, every company you'll see that has terms and policies.
By law, y'all can do that.
You receive the refund of $59.89 in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled. You'll receive an email. You'll receive an email confirmation stating that. Is there something else I can assist you with?
Nope, you sure can. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer care. Hope you have a wonderful night.